summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. I've got on the line with me Wong Lixia, analyst at TA Securities. Good morning, Lixia. Now, it's reporting seasons for local banks, and we've seen a slew of earnings results for the first quarter of 2016. How would you say most of them have performed?
Okay. Overall, in the first quarter results, sector-wise, the banks reported weaker profit growth. They registered their seventh quarter of year-on-year contraction. But despite that, most of the banking stocks under our coverage actually reported results which came within expectations. Generally, just slower demand, also tightening of credit policies, which we have seen.
And how have corporate loans performed? Did we see a higher rate of impairment this time?
Okay. We are still seeing modest growth of about 6 to 8% for corporate loans. But banks are cautious, and in terms of impaired loans, we have also seen it rising in, for this segment. So going forward, we do expect to see some weakness in corporate loans.
What about loan growth, Lixia? Did we see any unexpected movement in that area?
I'll talk about the applications first. I think part of the decline was due to the high base in March. If we recall, in March, loan applications actually climbed by more than 40% month-on-month, and this is post the festive shortened month in February. So seasonal factors aside, we think that applications should remain soft due to overall weak demand. In terms of approval rates, it is also much lower now at about 42% from 48% a year ago. In terms of loans growth, slower than expected, not at all. We actually think that this slower loans growth is within expectations, again on the back of softer demand and tightening of credit risk policies by the banks. If we look at Bank Negara, loans growth grew by 6.3% in April, a slowdown from 8.8% a year ago. In terms of the full year, we're actually projecting an overall loans growth of about 5.8%.
How have the asset quality of some of the leading banks held up against possible provisions? Are the net interest margins sustainable?
Well, there is a risk. Asset quality risk is prevalent for the sector at the moment. But in terms of how it's been doing so far, I think asset quality has held up pretty well. Yes, we are seeing higher impaired loans, but I think the increase has been manageable. Again, if we look at Bank Negara stats, the sector's net impaired loans ratio actually stood unchanged at 1.2% for the past 14 months. In terms of exposure, I think our local banks are pretty well diversified. So in terms of exposure to, say, oil and gas, yes, they do have, but what I understand is it's pretty minimal, probably like less than 5% of their total loan portfolio. So the impact shouldn't be overly significant. Based on indication, there could still be some compression, although it may not be as severe as what we saw in the last 1 to 2 years. But yes, there should still be some compression going by the competition for deposits and also loan use in certain segments of the market.
Now, moving on to the second half of the year, what's your outlook for the banking sector? Do you expect a pickup in corporate and household loans?
Okay, I think generally, for the rest of the year, I think there's still a lot of uncertainties which could continue to dampen the consumer and business sentiment. In terms of industry players' guidance, they are looking at modest KPI targets for the year. However, we do foresee possible downside risks in asset quality space. So we think catalysts that could help provide some stability to the sector would be, you know, Malaysia's conducive interest rate environment, our stable unemployment rate of about 3.5%. In terms of GDP growth, we are looking at pretty decent growth of about 4.3% for the rest of the year. So, I mean, estimated for the year. So this could be the catalyst for the sector.
And your top picks for the banking sector, Licia?
I currently have a buy call on CIMB. I am neutral in the sector, so most of my calls are whole. But my only buy at the moment is on CIMB. I think valuations are very attractive. Also, in terms of foreign shareholding level, I think we should start to see a reversal. I think they have kind of hit the bottom. I'm seeing stronger earnings, and this will come from an improvement in their Indonesian operations.
Thanks so much for your time. That was Wong Licia, analyst at TA Securities. And now Ibrahim speaks to Joe Quinlan, chief market strategist at US Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.